Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire.
And your fit and dirty girl, yes.
We are back, you guys. I gotta say, though, I'm already proud of sis, and I can't wait for her to, like, share all of this. So if you did not listen to the previous episode, first of all, y'all motherfuckers should, because then it will make a whole lot of sense. But
yes,
I made it a point. I said, yes, it is your homework. By the next time we have an episode, first of all, she had to catch up with our shows. But more importantly, I told her she had to go out and get some dick.
She gave me homework, y'all.
I gave her homework. And she came back with a full-blown report. What was your reply? Did you do your homework, guys?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Now, how many times did you do your homework?
I got 3 BBCs. Within the last 48 hours, like 2 weeks ago.
Say what?
Because we kind of late.
Yeah, so we kind of late. That was all
I had. Within the last 48 hours, I had 3 different dicks.
Since the last episode or just since 48 hours, like right now?
No, last episode.
Okay. Jesus.
But so it was 2 weeks ago, basically. So 2 weeks ago, I had sex with 3 different men.
I got to pop my non-existent collar on my jersey. Because when I tell my peoples to go and get some dick, they come back in 3 folds.
And it was not even planned. I didn't know I was going to get 3 dicks. You feel me? I didn't even know I was going to get the first one.
Well, first of all, I mean, your birthday is like in a couple of days. So, you know, that was like the birthday gods blessing you. Like, yeah, she need to get some.
I definitely got birthday sex.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely did.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I have to ask you. Can you rank, like, the dicks?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So, nasty man number 1.
Damn! She called him nasty man.
He is nasty.
Like, in a good nasty way or a bad nasty way?
He's porn star nasty.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
And he's not a porn star, but he's porn star nasty.
Ooh, yes.
He had a really large dick.
Okay.
That was large. I facially got fucked. My throat was like really sore the next day.
Damn.
Yes. Yes. So I had a porn star experience with a non-porn star, you would say.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm going to put it to you like this. His songs lived up to the expectation.
Shut up.
Yes. His song lived up to the expectations.
Okay, one song in particular. See, I wish I could just like spill the tea, but we like to keep our fucks anonymous to our audience.
Anonymous. Yeah, I like that.
But there is a song that comes to mind, and I think you know which one I'm talking about.
What?
Where he's suggesting you do it on top of cars, in front of your friends. Yeah,
I don't even know that one.
If I say the word, somebody out there is gonna get it. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, he a nasty R&B singer. His songs live up to the expectations, but he is a serial fucker.
I like that though. Sometimes
he likes to fuck a lot of girls, you know.
I'm actually surprised this person did not like imply a threesome.
Nah, I mean, I think if he was in his own home,
okay.
But I mean, the way the situation played out, like we hung out at his show, and I mean, of course, there was hella girls there. You know, I left early. Because, I mean, that's just me. I like dipping out. So I text them afterwards. And usually guys never text me back when it's like a club night.
Right.
But he texted me right back and was like, you know, we'll have some one-on-one time, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just let him know I left because I came with him.
Oof.
You know?
Oof.
So the next day, he hits me up. I was like, oh, shit. Well, okay. So I made it a point to get my hungover ass up so I can get some dick.
Yes. Now, did he last long?
Yeah, he did. Well, I sucked a lot of dick for like, I would say a good 30 minutes.
Oh, shit.
That was a lot of, there was a lot of deep throating, a lot of throwing up, a lot of saliva.
Damn, like, you threw up on the dick?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He would not, he liked it. Oh. He liked it. Okay?
Oh, wow.
He liked
it. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
yeah. And then, you know, when we had sex, like, usually when you're doing a doggy hella fast, the dick slips out, but his rhythm was just on point.
Are you serious?
Like, he had me arch a certain way, and I just made sure I stayed in that position the whole time and let him beat this pussy girl.
Oh, my God. I'm jealous.
Like, it felt so good. I was like, oh, my God, you're not whack. You know, like.
Right. Because let's like, be honest. Let's be honest. Some celebrity dick can be a little lame.
Yeah, it's like you're all looks and no stroke. But
nothing.
This, it was everything. You're handsome, you're freaky, your dick's big, and you fuck me great. So I was like,
pussy?
Yes.
Did he eat the pussy?
No, we didn't eat no, he didn't eat no pussy.
What the fuck?
You know what? Nowadays, I'm not expecting this shit. As long as you fucking me good and I'm enjoying sucking your dick, I'm not even tripping off the pussy right now.
Okay. In all fairness, that is true. Because sometimes that's all we need is a good dick down. But you know me, I'm selfish. I need to get my pussy eaten. If it's like, well, at least with certain people, there are certain guys I have looked at and I'm like, no, there's no way. There's no way I'm fucking your face. Like, no yeah. fucking way.
Oh my God.
No, mm-mm, I ain't gonna sit on it. Mm-mm, I'm not plopping my vagina on your face. It's just not happening.
Yikes.
Yes. In all fairness, that does happen. But I'm actually really surprised because this man even talks about his oral fixations.
I mean, we weren't in a position to do any of that because he had a flight to catch.
Okay.
So it wasn't like he could just be making love to a bitch.
That's true. That is true. But, oh, good Lord. Y'all, I'm so
yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's dick number one. Okay.
Yeah, and I thank my homeboy for that one. He hooked it up.
I'ma thank the homeboy. Thank you.
Okay, go slide in the DM like, bro, good job.
Man, I don't even think he even liked me. He think like I hate him. Or I
who?
Like, that person.
The homie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did homegirl tell you that?
No, he said it one night. He's like, man.
He needs to be fucking with people.
Okay, fine. I'ma slide in his DM.
He just be fucking with people. So, dick number two.
Okay.
Remember the fuckboy I talked about, guys?
Yes.
Now, even though he's a fuckboy, I still liked his dick. I mean, you guys heard me. I said I came 5 times, right?
That's true. That's kind of bypassed. Sometimes the fuckboy status kind of goes a little bit down after that.
So, the fact that I still enjoy the dick and I was like, I was salty about the whole, you know, situation, how it played out the last episode I was telling you guys. But, you know, sometimes you got to sit and reflect and be like, you know what? I can't expect so much from people and just accept what they can give me.
That's true.
So if he can just give me some good sex, I'm going to just take the sex and not look into any further into what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we had some car sex, girl. Yes, we had car sex.
In yours or his?
Oh, in his.
Okay. Hey, now.
I mean, it was a tight squeeze, but we both accomplished having an orgasm.
May I ask what type of car this was?
I can't say because a lot of people listen to this. And
God
I don't want,
damn it.
Girl, this the bay is too small, so I can't.
Okay, you can at least say it was a compact car or an SUV.
No, it was a two-door.
A two-door. Okay. Oh, shit.
A two-door that's damn near like it should just be a two-seater, but it's not.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of space-ish. That's a lot of space confinement.
No. It's
no,
it's
that's
small.
What I'm saying. It's small. It's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's
like,
what
you're
she
confined.
Said. It's
like
small and hard, girl. It's small and hard. Okay. I got you, girl.
Oh, man. Okay, so Okay.
But see, the homie started it out. Okay, because I had my cousin with me.
Oh.
And my cousin's already a freak.
Yes.
So she ends up getting down with my best friend in his car.
Say what?
Yeah. Yes. So they started it off, right? And so the guy I'm with, like, oh, I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, well, closed mouth don't get fed, nigga.
So
you
wait.
You want me to touch?
So wait, I'm trying to, like, paint this scene for everybody. So you're in one car. Your cousin and the other dude are in another car.
And my bestie. Yeah.
Are in the other car. Like, yeah, side by side.
But, bitch, okay, before all this happened, so we go and drop my car off.
Okay.
Because we're going to go dip off, go eat, and just kick it. We didn't even plan on fucking, right?
You never do.
So, my cousin and my best friend, I don't know if she was giving him a handy in the car, right?
Uh-huh.
But he hops out the whip, right, to come over to the car I'm in, and his pants are unbuckled.
What the fuck?
Yes!
Who does that?
A rude nigga. I said, my partner is so out of pocket.
Oh, my God.
So my cousin texts me. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he walked out the car like that. I'm like, girl, I already know how you get down. We don't care. You know?
It's all in the family. It's okay.
So this is just the beginning. So after we eat, we parked at the marina. It's dark.
Oh,
whatever.
I know. Okay. Okay.
You know, yeah.
I have sex over there before.
The San Leandro Marina.
You know it.
So we parked chilling. My bestie's rolling up to weed another car, but he taking hella time. And then all of a sudden, like, I could see in my peripheral my cousin putting her head down. I'm like, oh.
Oh, she giving this full head.
So this is what we doing. And so my best friend ends up rolling up the window. I was like, oh, I guess they busy. I told the guy next to her, I was like, I guess they busy. So I just started fucking around with him. And, you know, it got to a point where both of us, we all fucking in the cars.
Yes.
It was great. And so my best friend's so nasty. He throws his condom out the window next to the car. I said, nigga, you're fucking nasty.
Was it full of jizz? Did he at least come in? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
He stretched that thing out. My best friend got a big dick.
Good.
Don't ask me how I know that, but yeah.
Oh, I'm already... No, we gonna ask this because this is me. You fucked the bestie.
No, I didn't. But I've had other friends fuck him because I would say, like, yo. Okay. The way I found out my best friend had a big dick is because I used to hang out with this hoe girl named Brittany.
I love how she says hoe girl.
She was hoe girl. This hoe girl named Brittany.
Oh, my God.
So, from what I was told, he has a big dick.
Okay.
I mean, my friend's like 6'2". You feel me?
Ooh.
Not, you know.
Oh, I can climb? Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can climb on that mountain, girl.
Yes.
So, anytime I hooked a girlfriend up with him, I'd be like, you got a big dick. You know, you should fuck with him. He cool. And
yes.
They always fuck with him, you know? Like, yes. I'd be hella juice with my best friend get pussy.
That's
especially
why.
When it's one of my friends.
Yes. That's what you gotta do. You gotta pass on the dick. If it's, like, good dick, that's how you can pass it on to your friends. Okay?
Yeah.
Just, like, remember how last week I was telling you, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but lately, all these motherfuckers on Tinder love to think that I want to set up people for dick and disappointment. Like, I'm not gonna, like, setting up threesomes, and I haven't even fucked you yet.
It's like, can we get a vibe first and see if I'm that type of girl for this?
Like, let me try your dick out first and see if it's actually worth wasting my friend's time. Because I don't just pass along dick, okay? I share dick, but it has to be dick that's, like, worthy to be shared. And we all know Suit and Tie and I, we like to share a lot of
this
things.
This been going on a good, like, 3-4 years now, right?
2 years, actually.
Two
we were
years?
Just talking
okay.
about this. So, yeah, for the past 2 years, like, Suit and I, I love telling people, like, oh, yes, you got to go fuck Suit and Tie. Like, please, go fuck Suit and Tie. They're like, wait, but that's your man. I was like, technically, he's my dom. He's not my man. So, therefore, go on and hop on his dick. Just go try it. Just go try it. Just go.
Right.
Just go do it. So, I'm proud of you, sis, because, yes, That's how real females get down, first of all. Okay? That's a real female right there. If you could pass along your bestie's cock. Yes.
Yes.
That's a real one right there. That's all I got to say.
for real. So yeah, we all had our fun in the car. It was like great times. It was like a really good time, and I really was like, this reminded me when I was younger, fucking in the car.
Yes. Sometimes you need to reminisce about those young ho days where your space was limited, but your time wasn't, and you need to get fucked.
Right. Exactly.
I love that.
So guys, I found the guy on Tinder that I mentioned. I found him. I matched with him again.
Who?
The guy Vernon.
No, I said ho, yes. Like ho, yes.
Oh, yeah. So this happened the next day.
Dang, she put out the government name. She gave him the real name.
He said the same thing. He listened to the show.
Oh, well, what's up, Vernon? What's up?
He listened to it. He was like, oh, you say government names? I'm like, my bad, you know. Shoot. I didn't say your last name.
Right. There's so many probably Verns and Vernons out in Oakland. Okay. It's okay.
And if your name's Vernon and you want to imagine that I fucked you, hey, let's do this.
Go ahead.
You know me?
Go ahead.
So Vernon, he was my Tinder match. And I was surprised it matched us again. It took from that day I downloaded it again till last Monday.
Okay, that's not too bad. About a week.
Was it last Monday?
Yeah, because it's only been about a week since we uploaded a show.
Okay, yeah. So it was last Monday. So it's been since last Monday. So I've matched with him that Saturday.
Mm.
So I told him, you know, my bad. You know, I flaked on you and this, that, and third. And I asked him, was he at that club that I curved him at? And it really was him that said, what's up to me?
That's hilarious.
So I mentioned it. He's like, yeah, I was wondering what was wrong. Like, he didn't know it was me. He just said, damn, she's rude. I was like, my bad.
Well, you know what? I have to say, in all honesty, yes. Let's keep it 100 for a second. Let's pause for the sex. Huh. People don't realize, when you meet Yaz on a first basis, I didn't think you were going to fuck with me.
Everybody says that.
Girl, you just had this... Like, you are so nice. She's, like, one of the sweetest people. That's why she's, like, my sister. So, anyways, on first approach, you might be like, oh, shit, I don't know if Yaz is, like, feeling me, like... Even if it's not on some fucked sexual shit, it just can be a vibe thing. I'm like, no, she likes you. She would tell you if she didn't like you. You would know off the bat if she didn't fuck with you.
If I don't fuck with you and you're in a group setting, I'll ignore you. Like,
straight up.
Not, I won't look your way. I'll be to myself. I'll talk over you to somebody else. Like, hey, girl, what's up?
And I've seen that shit in person.
You feel me? So... I'm good for that, but if I'm just, you know, sometimes I'm just quiet. I'm high sometimes. I'm in my own mind. You know, all you got to do is say what's up to me, and I'll give you a smile. Like, hey, girl, what's up? You know, my whole attitude would just, my whole facial expression changes.
It will change, you know? In a real heartbeat. Like,
I just have a natural resting bitch face. I've always had it this way. I've always been asked, why don't I smile? It's like, motherfucker, I do smile. I just don't want to keep smiling. Like, why do I need to smile right now?
And when she does smile, it's actually very cute, okay? She has, like, a little childish cute laugh to her, too.
Yes. Thank you.
She has her little dimples on right now, actually.
Little baby dimples.
Little baby dimples. Okay, so go back to the sex.
Okay, so, yes, let's get to this sex. So we met at this... So first of all, we met at this bar, and I off top was like, this is so gentrified, but it's nice.
Okay.
It's like one of those LA type of dive bars that's hella, like, pretty and shit.
Yay.
White bartenders. This is downtown Oakland.
Oh.
It's called the Plum Bar.
The Plum Bar. Oh, yes. It sounds really white.
Girl.
Like, it sounds like very hipster. Like, it sounds like a bar that I was at last Friday in LA, where they're probably, like, dressed up, like, mixologists and with, like, their like, hipster type of facial hair. And they probably have, like... They serve you all these fancy ass cocktails. You're like, I just wanted a regular ass drink.
They do. It's definitely fancy.
Okay.
Different shit. Okay. So we met there. We were vibing out. We had a little disagreement about some things, but when I went to the bathroom, I came back and we changed the subject.
That's good. Sometimes, you know what? You gotta agree to disagree. And if you guys can move past that, then shit.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, the topic wasn't even that important.
Okay.
It was just like, it was like basically my opinion on something, and he kind of disagreed on it. But it was all good, you know?
Yeah.
Water under the bridge. So he was like, so you want to go? Oh, he asked me later. He's like, so do you feel like, you know, you'd be comfortable to have sex with me tonight? And I was like, Sure.
Well, shit almighty. He really came out with like that. Okay.
Yeah, he's very... The thing I really like is that he's not from Oakland. He's not from California. He's from the East Coast.
Black guy, white guy?
He's black.
Okay. Oh, yeah, BBC. You just say that earlier.
Yeah, BBC, yes. So I like that about him, too, because there was another guy I matched with on Tinder that knew hella people I know, and then I realized why I didn't fuck with him off of Tinder. Because he acted like... I'll get to that story in a minute. Let's get back to this shit. I'll get back to that in a minute. Anyway, so he asked me that, and I like how he asked me. He didn't say, oh, it's you. Do you want to fuck? No, he said, would you like to have sex with me tonight? And I was like, you know what? Sure. So yeah. We went back to his place.
I like that.
His place was basically like up the block. And he had a nice place. He's clean. His bathroom's clean. Like, this is a grown man. Okay. That's impressive. And we drank a little bit more, watched a little anime, and then... I don't know how we started fucking, but we started fucking.
Talk about panty dropper. Yaz is a huge anime fan, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Huge anime fan.
Like, if a guy puts on anime, like, I'm like, you're the one. Like, without knowing that I'm into anime, you know? I'm like, dude, you're hella dope. You didn't just put on some regular-ass Netflix shit. You put on some anime.
Okay. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Well, he's a little bit of a nerd, and he also told me back in the day he used to shoot for Vivid.
Say what?
Yes. I don't know his old school porn name, but he told me he used to shoot for Vivid. He shot with Roxy and Cheyenne Jacobs.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so
wow.
So we're going to have to do our homework one day.
We are definitely going to have to do our homework, because not every day someone's going to drop out some porn names and us not find out. By the way, right. Don't ever lie on your dick, because we will find out. Real talk.
So that's what I opened up and told him, you know, I used to shoot porn, this and the third. So it's like our chemistry was great.
Oh, actually. So he didn't know from the get-go. That's cool.
No, that's another thing that I like. Like, nobody's... He didn't approach me like, oh, I'm a fan type of shit.
That's good.
So, and a lot of men probably my age don't really watch as much porn as they used to when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of guys that... I have met in the mix, like, they'd be like, what, you did porn? I don't remember you. I'm like, that's because I started after y'all stopped watching. But yeah, the sex was great. We fucked in the living room, we fucked on the chair. Ooh. We fucked in the bed. Ooh. Like, yeah, it was wild. Is so he, it was like, huh?
Is he getting a call back?
Oh yeah, he is. It's okay. Just I've been busy this week and my period started, so I think I may see him on Monday if he doesn't have nothing to do.
Yes.
And Monday's my birthday, so I could easily just go there after.
Mm-hmm. Get your candles blown out the right way.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I bet.
But I might get some on Sunday, too, so I might have a back-to-back thing.
Look at her lighting up that birthday dig. That's the way it should be.
I need it, because, I mean, in a minute, I'm going to be too busy to be fucking again.
That's true.
I have hella time on my hands. But yeah, that Tinder date was a success. I don't think I'm going to probably stay going on Tinder for more dates. Because I think, you know, I'm not going to get lucky again.
Right. You got to keep the rotation, like, good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what I've realized with Tinder, it's like sometimes you'll have a good rotation for a little bit and all of a sudden it gets tiresome. Then you're like, oh, fuck, I got to go shopping for another one. Yes, I call it shopping.
Yes, shopping for dick.
Yes, okay. They don't have to pay out much. I mean, all I ask is just feed me and fuck me. That's really all it is. Feed me and fuck me well. Maybe come with a brain, because I love conversation.
Yes.
Okay, please have a brain.
Conversation is everything. I hate when it's just kind of like an awkward, stale.
Right,
thing,
and you can tell that all they want to do is have sex, but I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't just be wooed off of dumbness. Like, I get dry. So you're gonna have to make this shit wet.
Right.
And not just physically. You're gonna have to mentally fuck my mind.
Basically.
Do something. Like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't fuck somebody that can't get in my head, honestly. I think that's also why I get so emotionally, I wouldn't say emotionally attached, but I get emotionally fucked up like that chick did to me. Speaking of...
And what happened?
So, slid in her DM. Didn't expect her to call, you know, to respond back, but she did. Haven't seen her though, and I'm kind of like tempted to hit her up, but I'm like, if you're really trying to figure out shit with your dom, like, I understand. And I actually had to appreciate the way that she apologized for her actions. And she said, I'm sorry, I should have been a little bit more easier on you. I said, it has nothing to do with being easy. It's just the matter of, I just would hope that, you know, if I'm trusting you with something and we had a really deep conversation about shit, I would just expect some type of respect to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, don't treat me like I fucked you wrong or I did you wrong or some kind of thing and just go-go's. So I was
Look at us being on some forgiveness shit.
Yeah. Like, I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. I'm cool. I vented about it. I talked about it on my show. I got out what I needed to get out. Thank you for apologizing, though. It was really, like, a couple days after we recorded the show, too.
And okay.
I honestly slid in just on some, like, I was just like, you know what? This is a cute picture. Let me just slide in and comment.
And it turned into that.
I slid. I took a dive. However, in the meantime, I'm dealing with my own personal BS. Bitch gotta find a place to live.
Girl.
Because my rental people are just whack as fuck. But yet, you guys don't send me anything in writing. So, bitches, come November 1st, don't be surprised when I pay you another rent check to live month to month. Because y'all motherfuckers ain't doing your job right. And I ain't moving. Basically. And I ain't moving yet. Okay? Especially,
they should at least give you till the end of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Some, like, kind of bullshit. Don't tell me that you want to kick me out because you want to remodel and not pay for my relocation.
I mean, they won't find you another apartment. Fuck in no. Complex?
No. No.
What?
No.
The neighbor over here had to do that. They had to move into a different unit. They weren't. The landlord wasn't even tripping.
Oh, yeah, no. When I asked, they're like, we're not going to renew your lease and we're not going to relocate you. And I said, so what am I supposed to do? I said, I moved here for a job. I do not have family or friends that I can just simply say, hey, can I crash on your couch while I find me a place to live so I don't sleep in my fucking car?
Right.
I don't got that. No. No. And then you try to end the conversation with, think of this as a good blessing. Like, think of this as
How?
A new beginning.
How? How? You specifically moved there because it was within your means.
Within my means, within the 15 minutes that I needed, because Lord knows I was not going to drive at 3 o'clock every goddamn morning to get to work. Yes, bitches, I'm up at 3 a.m. every goddamn morning. No, that's not an invitation to start hitting me up either in the DMs.
Man, another disclaimer.
Girl, can I just say, I am so... Let me just pause this for a second. Just because you see me on social media at 3 o'clock in the morning, do not start off full-on conversations. My brain is not woke, okay? My brain
Unless
is not woke
tie.
Up yet. Unless if you're suit and tie, or you're Yaz, or you're one of my good friends, and, like, you know, heaven to hell, like, you're going through some bullshit. But if I don't know you and you're trying to slide in my DM, do something for me. Get a life. Go to bed. I feel like some of y'all don't even go to sleep. Like, you guys purposely stay up late to see which of your favorite people you're following is staying up late so you could try to creep up in their DMs because you think they're going to be nice enough. No, no, no. There's a thing called sleep. There's a thing called I need a break and I don't want to talk to you. And
I mean, what happened to the hours before 3 a.m. when you could have hit her up?
Girl, my thing is, my cutoff time is this. Don't call me before 7 a.m. unless if it's the devil himself knocking at your door saying, bitch, I need your money. Okay?
Mm-mm.
And do not call me or text me after 10 o'clock. You better be on fire or dead. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I don't ever want somebody texting me after 10 o'clock because, first of all, I'm asleep early. I'm a grandma during the week. Okay? Perfect example. First day of the World Series, this cute Asian guy I swiped on Tinder. First of all, I had to set him right because, you know, I don't answer to the word daddy. Okay?
Oh.
Do not text.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not text me saying daddy's on his way because then I'm really going to fuck with you and say, oh, my father's on his way. I didn't even know he was going to come to visit me. Oh, thank you so much for reaching out to my daddy, the man who fucked my mom and gave me life, okay? I know that was some disrespectful shit, but I have to, like, literally put that in layman terms. I have one daddy. That is the one who married my mom, who has sex with my mom, and has a loving relationship with my mother still to this day, okay? That's the only daddy I will ever respond to, okay?
Wow.
Ever. And to get the zaddy level, I've never even called a zaddy a dad as a... Fuck, I'm fucking myself up. I've never even called a man a zaddy unless if it's like my celebrity crush. So until that day, don't ask me.
The original zaddy.
Yes. Okay.
Call him a zaddy.
Yes. Oh, I want to fuck him so bad. And his girlfriend was in our building yesterday and I couldn't get a glimpse of her.
Word.
Their fine ass. Oh, God. Mm. I just want to see them fuck together with their both beautiful green eyes. Jesus Christ Almighty. Oh. Now, like I said yesterday, I didn't have sex. I did not have sex yesterday. However, I did go to LA and got me some dick. I got two dicks and some pussy. Unfortunately, I was on my period, so therefore I was not on the table, if you know what I mean. Everybody wanted to go and buffet on Sapphire's pussy and could not buffet on Sapphire's pussy. Everybody was really kind of bummed about
that.
Yes, but they were extremely happy that they at least got some pussy of mine. And dare I say, I think my period ended early because I was fucked so hard and a lot in one day. Yeah. At one point I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm still bleeding. Oh, I'm not. Okay, cool. We're gonna continue fucking.
Right.
I don't usually fuck on my period, but with these people I'm comfortable enough to do so. There's a difference. I'm not gonna fuck a regular person on my period. And mind you guys, it was like day two, so I was kind of like ending anyways. So therefore, I was happy. And Yaz got some footage.
Oh, yes, I just watched it today. I was like, what? My sis getting down?
Yes. So the video in the picture I sent her was me sucking my dom's dick. Meanwhile, where my friend's husband was fucking me from behind. And then the girl.
Y'all, he looked like James Dean.
The porn
just
star.
With facial hair.
Yeah, the porn star, not the movie star. But yes,
I would think they know which James Dean I'm talking about.
Hey, some people might not. Some people might say, oh, you mean the classic 50s actor? No.
Nah.
But that other James Dean. But yes. I will say he's an Australian with massive balls. Oh my God, it was so hot. He came all over my chest and then his wife licked it up and then we swapped cum. It was hot. Like, I was just like kissing and tasting his load in her mouth. I was like, yes. And then meanwhile, I was like, okay, suit and tie, you already know what you got to do. So I love when he comes inside of me, which is amazing. And no, it's not coming inside raw, okay? Not that. I don't take risks, even with the person that I've been with. But yeah, he exploded. It was amazing. I was like, don't you even move. That shit was...
I felt all of that.
Girl, yes, I did, because I needed it, because I hadn't been laid in a month.
Girl, now I'm thinking about how I was squeezing my dick on the first BBC. And he kept telling me, squeeze that pussy on my dick. I was like, my God, you're talking to me. I like guys who talk dirty, but not...
too dirty.
Yeah, like, his voice is just so soft and... Anyway.
I can only imagine. And then I had to be sent home with a hickey. A huge hickey. Ooh, on my neck.
What year are we in? Are we throwing back to the 90s?
Yo, listen. I don't mind being branded by my suit and tie. Okay, suit and tie.
I like bike marks in hands and like
Well, that's
lashes.
What it was. That's what it was. It was a bike mark, but it definitely looked like a hickey. Okay, but he is notorious for leaving scars. That is like his calling card. He leaves brand, like he leaves you marked. If you're not,
well, I like that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a pain slut sometimes, and I feel like an accomplished whore when I have like marks on me.
Yeah, he just tends to forget that I am a brat, so I don't really respond well to pain. So like when he hasn't had sex with me and he hasn't seen me in a long time, he tends to be like an animal and like an animal that hasn't like you know what
it
happens.
Ravishes when, you.
Yeah, like, you know when you haven't seen your man or your woman in so long, you fucking her and you just like, you just let go. You forget like who you fucking for a second. Like, he just like, he took a big ass chunk out of my neck. And I was like, oh, shit. And I said my safe word. I don't say oh, shit, because if I say oh, shit, that means he's going to go faster. So I had to say my safe word.
Oh, shit is good.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, oh, God. I love fucking him. I can't get enough of that dick, you guys. Honestly, I try to tell myself every week, let me not say some shit that's going to fuck up my arrangement.
Right.
I can't fuck up my arrangement, because that, I'm telling you, is like the best dick. But anyways, going back to the Asian guy. So yesterday, there's this Asian guy I started talking to, and he's an LA native. He lives out here now, and he loves the Dodgers. And so he was supposed to go to his homeboy's house. We are wearing similar panties.
Oh shit, I think you're a Target.
Mine are H&M, but they're like the brown leopard. Look at that.
Hey, Lindsay. Hey.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, I gotta go see my homeboy for the game. But I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'm just gonna wear this jersey with my thong by myself.
Huh?
You know, like, just trying to bait him. Just kind of fuck it. Okay, cool. I'm just gonna sit here. And of course, he wanted pictures. And I'm like, no, that's something you have to see in person. That's how I am. Because I don't just trust any motherfucker to see my shit. So. Right. He was like, okay, cool. I'll come over for like 10 minutes. Bitch, why did he stay for like all the way until the 7th or 8th inning?
He was lying.
He was
That's
so
like,
lying.
Let me just put the tip in. Nah, right. You put it all the way in.
Like, he was so, oh my God. And so I was like, oh, don't you have to like text your homeboy and tell him you're not coming? He was like, oh, you're right. Now, we did not have sex. We made out. It was really nice. However, he was so turned on. Because, you know, he asked me, like, what I was, you know, doing this past weekend. And I low-key told him, I was like, honestly, when it comes to games, you guys, when it comes to Dodgers and especially with World Series, I'm like a dude. Like, I don't even want to have sex with you. If the game is on, I'm watching the game. So, like, I could tell that he was trying to fuck me, but I was just like, nah, bro, I'm really trying to watch this game because I have a bet going on with my co-host. So okay. I was like, no, there's no way you fucking up my game time. And so he's like, man, you're right. You are really like a guy. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, unless if they fucking win, maybe I'll be sexually turned on. We can make out and shit, but I'm not in the mood to really have sex. Plus, I just had two dicks, and I'm kind of like, let me let my pussy breathe for a little bit. Like, I'm actually still riding my sex high. So let me not ruin it. I didn't want to say that, but I was like, let me not ruin it. Because who knows how you are going to be, you know, in bed. And if you're listening to this, don't be disappointed. I know you're trying to come over, you know, sometime this week. But I just really wasn't in the mood to have sex. So then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to show him some of my archives. So I showed him a video. I showed him the video that I showed you.
Yeah.
And then I showed him a particular pussy eating video that I've shown you. And you know exactly who it is.
Yes.
And then I showed him, what was the other video that I sent him? Oh, it was me getting fucked by a girl with a strap on.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. So then I sent him I showed him those. I didn't send them to him. I just said, you know, you can look at it one time. And I showed him like the pictures of me getting roped up and certain things to the point where he's like, oh my God, can I use your bathroom? I was like, for what? And he's like, I think I might have to go jerk off. Okay. Oh, no, you're not jerking off in my bathroom. You're going to hold that shit. The fuck? Are we like in middle school?
You gotta. Nah, dog. You could go home for that.
Right. I was like, the fuck? This fool wants to really jerk off.
Like, that's like taking a shit in somebody's house.
Right. If you announced that shit, you could have easily just said, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I know what you're about to do, but you don't have to tell me. But I would feel some type of way knowing that a man has masturbated in my bathroom. Like, I would feel kind of grodied out. Like,
you would want to, and then it's like, you don't even know if he nutted on your stuff.
Right.
Your towel.
Right.
Like,
I'm really.
Gross.
You guys, I'm a clean freak. Like, I really am a germaphobe. I change my sheets every time I have sex. I do not sleep in the same sheets that I have sex with, let alone sometimes that I even masturbate with. I'll change my sheets sometimes when I masturbate. That's how
you squirt.
Because I squirt, yeah. So I'm like a clean freak. So to know this man could have possibly jizzed in my bathroom, I was like, hold up, nope, nope. So luckily my alarm to go to bed like went off, and he's like, oh, it's that. I was like, you're gonna laugh at me, but that's my alarm to go to bed. And he was like, it's 8 o'clock. I said, yeah, but it's the life of, you know, getting up early. I need to go to bed. I need some sleep. Plus, we've been drinking and I've been smoking. I'm tired and this game is absolutely going nowhere. So he kindly understood. He's like, oh, that's so cute. You're actually really going to bed. I was like, yes, bitch. Yes, I'm going to bed. I will see you tomorrow. He makes out with me and leaves on his merry way. But I know to God, something tells me this man probably masturbated on his way home.
In his car real quick.
Yes, something tells me, because he was tenting. The fact that you are like having an erection and I haven't even like, all I did was kiss you. I didn't even do like my signature moves. I didn't even get on top of you. Like, he was trying to like stroke on my booty and stuff like that. I was like, okay, cool. But at the same time, this fool really can't hold his load. That makes me scared. Like, I want to have sex with him, but I'm like, I'm really kind of scared. Like, I don't want you to nut in like 2 minutes, because I will automatically stop liking you after that. I can't deal with that. I can't. I'm not in the mood to teach. I'm not in the mood to like say, oh, it's okay, it happened. No, it doesn't just happen. You just got overly excited. You can't hold your load. That's what you're telling me. So there's my disappointment of the week. I mean, not disappointment, because honestly, we had some really good conversation. But I think the thing that just freaked me out was the fact that this man really wanted to jerk off in my bathroom.
Yeah, that was the only turn off I would say I would have.
Yeah, and then on top of me getting him wanting to masturbate in my bathroom, then I get a text message from an old coworker who's married. I think I told you about him.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker wants to make a wager. I said, okay, if the Dodgers win the World Series, I will take you to dinner. If the Dodgers lose, I will take you out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, cool. And if I win, if the Red Sox win, I'll take you out to lunch. But while that happens, I get to touch your booty. And I was like, hold up.
Wow.
We are not doing anything sexual. I do not break up broken homes. I don't care if we have done harmless flirting, but you just always want to go there. Then he was like, well, why don't we do like, you know, I'll send you some photos. I don't want to see photos.
He's kind of like sexually harassing you now.
Yes.
To be honest, that's sexual harassment, because if you already said no, like, accept it.
Accept it. And he doesn't seem to accept it. And he's like, well, we do harmless flirting. Harmless flirting is fine, but I'm not going to give you everything. I'm not your wife. I'm not your girlfriend. We don't even have an arrangement where you're open like that. So therefore, no. I had to lie to him and say that suit and tie and I are closed, committed, off, and I'm not allowed to have sex with men. I had to lie to him. Because he wouldn't understand.
That's not going
to
stop him.
Ugh.
Men like him are going to come back later and ask you again like you changed your mind within like 2 or 3 weeks.
Gets on my nerves. Guys, if a woman says no, and we've said it before because we've done an episode on consent, if she says no over text messages, that means no. If she says no, I'm not comfortable, that means no. If the words N-O come out of her mouth, or not tonight, or stop, that means I don't want you. I don't want your dick. I don't want that attention.
I had to give a person a non good love text. I'm just not interested anymore.
I feel
like it took me hella long to like find a response to what he said to me, because I'm like, I don't want to be rude, because I have to see this guy like out and about in different places I'm at, you know. Right. So all I could think was non good love. And that's what it is, you know?
I don't know. It confuses me sometimes of how, like, you got the guy who wanted to masturbate in my bathroom, and he was cool, like, when I said no about it. Then you get this other dude who doesn't seem to get the hint. Like, I do not want to have sex with you. I have no sexual desire. Like, you dry up my pussy. every time. And then I start ignoring you. And then you start texting me like, oh, I said something wrong. I crossed the line. I'm sorry.
You've been crossing the line.
Right. How many times do you want to apologize and say the soul sang, song and dance? Honestly. Honestly.
He gives that same song and dance to his wife.
If you're that,
he a sorry ass motherfucker, because that's what he's sorry. Okay,
spitting Rosie and her five friends and just get that shit out and going. Are we about to see Rick die this week?
Girl, we have two more episodes left.
Is it two more before he dies?
It's two more left of him.
Okay.
So this one coming up and the one next week.
Because last week, can I just say, last week kind of set the precedent like, oh shit, he's about to die. Like, he just fucked Michonne and put a baby in her.
Oh, he nutted at her?
Girl, did you not see the episode this past Sunday?
I did, but I didn't know that they...
Girl,
okay, the last episode was... Yeah, I just watched the last episode. That was one when old girl killed the priest, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't know he nutted in her. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because he said, you know, let's build a future.
Because he ain't got no babies no more.
No, he only has little kick-ass.
I mean, Judith ain't his.
Judith is, oh, shit, that's right.
That's what I'm saying.
We
he
forgot
ain't got
about
no kids.
That. He has no more kids. Yeah, so he said, let's build a future. So he nutted in Michonne. So now we already know Rick's going to have a baby, but he ain't going to be there for it.
Okay, do you think he going to die or he going to dip?
Girl, he gonna die. They have to kill off Rick.
Who you think gonna kill him though?
I think honestly what's gonna happen is that Negan and him, for some reason, they're gonna let Negan out.
Uh-huh.
Negan's gonna reclaim and get all those little bastards that are still like fucking with him. And they're gonna just go all out. Like, there's just gonna be an all out bloodbath.
Like he said, you building that bridge for me.
Right.
You getting it ready for me. Like, that's how confident Negan is. Like,
yes. And everybody.
I'm like, wow.
And then you know what's going to happen. So after they kill Rick, that's what's going to happen. You already know. Shit's going to hit the ceiling. So then Michonne's going to probably retaliate, say like, you killed my man. And she's going to hack him up.
Who is this person in the helicopter?
Yes. That's what we need to figure out. And why is this chick lying to everybody? Like, you have access to a helicopter and you didn't want to tell nobody? What is the stakes?
She's out for herself. She really don't have nobody. And that's kind of what happens when you don't have nobody. You're out for yourself.
Well, then again, her people did get murdered and slaughtered.
Yeah.
Like,
by Negan, though. Well, his other
people. Yeah, his people did it. Negan told him not to. And that motherfucker did it anyways. But yeah, I think that's honestly what's gonna happen. So everybody out there who's a Walking Dead fan, don't text me and don't tweet me saying, "Ah, Sapphire, why'd you have to call it like that?" Hello, I took TV classes. Okay, it's kind of predictable. If y'all can't put two and two together, I mean, the way they're setting it up, I mean, we already know shit's about to hit. It's already setting that precedent. All right, Rick is saying his goodbyes. He playing with Judith. He was hanging out and fucking Michonne. Putting babies in her. He done. He's saying his piece. He's done. He gonna die.
What do you think is next for his character? Like, I mean, after Walking Dead, what do you think he's about to go do?
Who knows? Honestly, he could probably go back to a romantic film. I mean, he was in Love Actually. People forget that. He was the guy that was holding up the sign. He was the one that got to get with Keira Knightley after she had married the black guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you look at Love Actually, you'll see a clean shaven Rick and you're like, oh my God, Saf, you were right. But yeah. So there we go. Then I just found out 50 Cent made his directorial debut on season 6 of Power.
Okay.
So we have something to look forward to next year. So we already know that 50, he of course got killed off, but
quote unquote, he's dead.
Oh no, he did. We saw the body.
I'm just making sure, because, you know, he came alive again.
No. We saw the body. He was laying on the autopsy table.
He might be a new age Michael Myers.
No. He was on the autopsy bed, okay? That motherfucking dead. That motherfucker died, okay? Like, he's deader than Tupac. No disrespect. But he's deader than Tupac. We saw the body. We know that motherfucker dead. So, yeah, he made his directorial debut. I saw Halloween. I will say this.
I heard it's trash.
Okay, for the fans, we waited 40 years. This is where I really had to come to terms with. So if we blow off the other 9 films, because technically there's like 10, there's 10 films. 10 Michael Myers films.
Uh-huh.
So you're telling me I got to scrap the idea of the fact that we found out in Halloween 2 that Michael Myers was her brother. Now we have to erase that memory. And we have to erase the memory that Laurie Strode has died like 4 or 5 times. So I have to erase that memory. Now, Laurie Strode, 40 years later, comes back and it's like a Me Too movement. And it really is. There's a lot of Me Too themes in it. And listening to this podcast called Halloween Unmasked, Jamie Lee Curtis says, it is a little homage to the Me Too movement. You will see some relativity in it. Fine. I'm cool with that. But why do we make Michael Myers be such a pussy? Michael Myers was such a pussy towards the last 30 minutes of the movie. I'm like, please just kill this motherfucker. I'm dying. This motherfucker ain't doing shit. And then they ended it on like just a stupid ass note. They made it seem like they ended it as if it was like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I'm not doing any spoilers, but you will know exactly what I mean if you're listening to this and you already saw the movie or you're about to see the movie and you come back to this episode and you're like, oh shit, she's right.
So basically, this is a PG-13 ass movie.
It really was a PG-13 ass movie, minus some of the kills. Some of the kills, I gotta say, were kind of dope. He smashed this motherfucker's head, and you see the brains explode everywhere, where I'm like, fuck yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, girl, it sounded just like that. Okay, and everybody's like, oh. Like, there are some kills that I'm like, yes, Michael, yes. But then others, I was just like, this ain't no Michael Myers. What the fuck? No, what the fuck? And he didn't even do it.
PG-13 movies, they be so mediocre.
Man, I prepped myself. I went back and I watched the original. And there were so many tie-ins, which I'm like, oh, good, you got that right. Oh, that's cool, that's cool. Yeah, but there was just certain parts, I'm just like, this would have never fucking happened.
I always thought she chopped his head off in the last one.
Okay, so that's what everybody thought. So here's the thing, I'm gonna give you the timeline. So Halloween H2O, that is where Michael Myers, quote unquote, got his head chopped off. What we find out in Halloween Resurrection, was it Resurrection? Yes, it was Halloween Resurrection in the beginning where she, where Laurie Strode goes to the mental institution that Michael is brought back to and escapes from again, we find out that the guy's head that she cut off wasn't Michael's, it was the security guard from the old school.
But why?
He did it as a disguise. That's Michael for you.
Oh, so he put his mask on the security guard.
Yes, he put his mask. On the security guard, and okay. Lori didn't hear him muffled because his mouth was like tied and gagged or whatever. So yes, so that head got chopped off. Then, like I said, come back to Halloween Resurrection with Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks, the worst one out of all of them. Because let's face it, that was a fucking comedy. It was not a horror film. Yet I somehow got scared when I first saw it. Now I look at it and I'm like, this is some piece of shit. Then we find out Laurie Strode and Michael Myers, they face off in the beginning, only for Michael Myers to stab Laurie Strode on top of a roof, and Michael escapes the mental institution again, and now his house is being exposed for reality TV, and people think that it's a reality show, so people aren't really getting killed off, but then they find out Michael Myers is actually really after them, and there you go. So
that sounded like a Roanoke.
It really was. And you know what? I'm sorry, too. American Horror Story, what the fuck?
You not feeling it?
Okay, I started to like it after okay, Murder House episode. I was like, y'all got some redemption, but still, what the fuck? It's everywhere. It's too much. There's just too much going on.
I just feel like they're trying to bring all the demons and all that together from all the stories so it can make kind of sense.
But it's kind of failing. It's just like, it is losing me. I'm like, yes, you brought back Murder House. Yes, you brought back some key essential things. And now it makes sense who the fuck this kid is. But at the same time, I'm like, y'all, this whole apocalypse thing, they should have just never made it apocalyptic, because I don't see anything apocalyptic about it.
I feel like it's just basically saying there's hell on earth.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
this is the anger series.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of hell on earth. Like, a lot of us are angry. A lot of...
Well, I mean, it does make sense even after, you know, the whole Trump, the cult that they had last season. Because that was one chapter I was I didn't care for it either. Because
I didn't like the incest shit. I wasn't feeling any of that.
Wasn't either. I was feeling it in the beginning, how we had this whole fear of Trump and all that. And it was like, okay, cool, I can get down with this. But then they lost me on so many different themes after that. Like you said, the incense and just incest. And
I thought they were going to go like a purge route with it at first because of that.
Right. I thought so too. And it just wasn't that at all. It became far-fetched. And I'm like, now you're just making fun of us who really were having anxiety attacks during the election. Hell, I openly told you guys. Okay.
You did. You cried.
I cried. I did a shit ton of blow that night, okay? Because I was like, fuck it. This world has gone to shit. America's gone to shit. And that was the last time I did the cocaine.
Bitch.
That's really what happened that night. And you know who I was with, so you know I was snorting my face off.
I feel it. I feel it.
I was like, there ain't shit to do. This alcohol ain't doing shit to me. Let me just give me the blow. Give me the cocaine. And y'all can drug test me if you're listening to this. I don't do blow anymore, but I'm just saying, at that point I was like, this world is ending, fuck it, I'm done. I remember going back to work the next day after the election. I was like, it is like somebody died. Everybody's energy was just drained from them. Nobody wanted to fucking work. Nobody wanted to talk on air because they were like, I don't even want to talk about this bullshit.
Yeah,
no one wanted to acknowledge this. And I hope to God everybody got their vote. I hope, as we're wrapping up, I hope everybody got their mail-in ballots, honestly, because I don't want to hear any bullshit.
When is the mail-in ballots due?
You can send your mail-in ballots 3 days after the election day. So you have until November 9th to turn in your ballot. But if you haven't gotten your ballot, you now have to go to the polls because mail-in ballots are done as of this week.
Okay, so if you have your mail-in ballot, you have
until the 9th. Of November.
Okay, because I have to pick up my mail, and I know it's in the mail.
Yeah, I just got mine yesterday. I got to send mine back now, but you have until November 9th, because Election Day is on November 6th.
So. For sure.
I don't want to hear nobody.
Thanks for letting us all know.
Girl, you know, because I'm sorry. This one does count, okay? This shit counts, and right now, Republicans are taking over, so fuck y'all. This is what happens when y'all motherfuckers don't vote. We get the wrong party in. And that's all I
gotta say. Make sure y'all reading those propositions and not just voting yes and no to the wrong shit. Right.
Okay, sometimes yes actually means no, and no sometimes means yes.
Which y'all all should have voted no on the marijuana props, but y'all was thinking it was a good idea.
And it's not.
It was not at all.
It makes me mad because now I want to renew my car, but I'm like, there's no point.
No, you renew it because you get discount.
Not really.
And, I mean, you're not paying a tax. You're not paying a tax. And then for two, you're, some places won't accept you unless you have that.
Yeah. Most of the places out here, they tax you anyways, which is bullshit.
That's why
I'm like, I ain't fucking with them. I'm done. Anybody got weed in San Diego, come hit me up because the dispensaries ain't shit out here. They dry as fuck.
Damn it.
It's like pussy weed. It's nasty.
You got to go to like Temecula, like go out towards like Paris.
Oh, girl, I ain't driving that far. Somebody got to give me that shit.
You don't like going on just drive?
Fuck no.
That traffic wouldn't be as bad as it would going to L.A., though.
Girl, I have a friend who is a pilot. I'd rather have him fly me to Paris. Are you kidding me?
Paris is only an hour away.
I'd rather just be in the sky, touch down in 30 minutes, be done.
You stupid.
Hey, when you get, you know, when your friends give you perks like that, I'm like, fuck yes. Where are we going for $50? Where are we driving to? Where are we flying to? Fuck that shit. Where are we going? I don't... They're so bougie. They flew to the Rams game. The Rams and Chargers game.
I heard that, though.
Right?
My friend took the train and it ended up being 2-3 hours.
Oh, I like the train, though, too.
but it was because like something was stalled on the tracks.
That sucks.
So it was like they could have just drove.
Drove at that point. Yeah. Yeah. It is that delay. But yeah, the plane flight to touch down from like where the stadium's at to where San Diego's airport's at, where he lands at, it's like 20-30 minutes.
Nice.
It's like touch up, touch down. All right, you guys, I think we are done. I am happy. Yaz got herself some booty.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk about one
I'm happy
night.
Too.
Talk about one night stands. It sounds like you only had one night stand.
Who? Oh, yeah, yeah, the first one.
Unless that one gives you a call back. Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not pressed for it. Like, if it happens again, it happens again. If it's not, like, at least I had a great time.
That's true. Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
It's just the memory and shit. But yes. I'm so proud my girl got some booty. She got
I'm gonna
booty.
Do my cabbage patch.
Yeah. I love it. All right, you guys. Well, until next time, man, I don't even know what we're gonna talk about. We're just gonna have to figure out.
We'll talk about my birthday, you know, next time.
Birthday sex. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We will talk about her birthday. All right. Well, remember, guys, I'm at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Just hit me on Instagram. Like, I'm not even gonna deal with Twitter and Snapchat because as of today, as this new study, kids ain't fucking with the Snapchat, are not fucking around with Snapchat anymore. So Instagram's where it's at.
I don't fuck with Twitter like that either. Like, Twitter is so dry to me. It feels like I'm on a porn site.
I feel like I'm obligated to because I have to for certain like audience reasons, but I'm like, low-key bored. I don't want people to know my inner thoughts anymore.
My Instagram's way more popping than Twitter.
Yeah, go to our IGs. Where are they?
My IG's at Fit and Dirty, so.
Boom.
Follow that.
And it's easy to spell, you guys, at Fit and Dirty. If you don't know how to spell that, I can't help you.
And is spelled A-N-D, okay? A-N-D, not an N, but A-N-D. Okay?
And, yep. And, duh.
Duh.
Duh. And make sure that you're following us. We are now on the iHeartRadio app, so now woo-hoo. You can get us on all major streaming platforms. We're talking Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, we're all on there. So just all you got to do is just type in Sapphire's Earplay. I know on Spotify, you got to type in Earplay and it will pop up. If y'all know what the symbol is and you know how to read good, then shit, you know where to follow us, all right? Until next week, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And like I said, until next week or next time, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all podcasting platforms.